From Tidbits on July 29th, 2013, this is Revisiting the Paperless Office with Joe Kissel, written by Michael E. Cohen. It has been almost 3 years since Joe Kissel's Take Control of Your Paperless Office rolled off of our virtual presses, and things in the paperless world have changed a bit since then. No, not Joe's basic strategies for shrinking to manageable size the piles of paper that modern life can heap upon us, but rather the available tools and services that can help us clear them away. In the just-released Take Control of Your Paperless Office second edition of his book, available for $10 in PDF, EPUB, and Mobi Pocket formats, but not on paper, Joe guides readers through the steps of turning the deluge of paper flowing through the modern office and home into a trickle. For those who have already undertaken the move to a reduced paper world, Joe shows how to examine your procedures and tools with an eye towards streamlining your workflows and increasing your efficiency in response to the changes, some good, some not, that have taken place in the past few years. Among the changes for the better during that time are improvements in scanners, better screens, including retina displays, more options for OCR, that's optical character recognition, higher quality cameras on mobile devices, and more cloud services with broader capabilities. At the same time, additional challenges to eliminating paper have emerged, such as more significant privacy risks and stricter legal requirements pertaining to documents, changes to Adobe Acrobat Pro that complicate automation of OCR. For new readers who have yet to embark on a paper reduction journey, Joe explains how to shrink the amount of paper that reaches you in the first place, choose the right scanner for your situation, pick OCR software that meets your needs, get your software and hardware working together, create an incoming paper workflow that is convenient and effective for you, develop strategies to reduce or eliminate paper already on hand without making yourself crazy, and use mobile technologies and cloud services to deal with paper even when you are away from your paperless office. As he explains in the introduction, Joe is no enemy to paper. On the other hand, he has moved across the Atlantic twice and is intimately familiar with how much paper can accumulate if you give it half a chance. His book is the product of hard-earned experience accumulated in his efforts to declutter his own life. At 147 virtual pages, Take Control of Your Paperless Office Second Edition is a useful addition to anyone's virtual bookshelf of practical volumes. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Bare Bones, Crash Plan, Smile, ScanSnap, Transporter, and DOS Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Michael Cohen, and thanks for listening.